Welcome to the Hyper Fast Show, where we believe unlimited growth in business and life is created by surrounding yourself with people who have been where you are going. Learning from others allows you to compress time and grow hyper fast. And now, here are your hosts, Kerry Scholl and Dan Lesniak. Kerry and Dan are real estate developers, best-selling authors, billion-dollar agents, and million-dollar agent makers. And now, get ready to grow hyper fast.
Welcome to the Hyper Fast Agent Podcast. I am so excited to have Xandra with us today from Team Zurg. So you are a real estate badass and a mom. Talk to us a little bit about how your team's set up, kind of where you are in your life, how old your kids are, and how you're managing it all.
That's a lot.
Well, I know.
Let's start with the most important thing, being a mom. My children are 9 years old, 6 years old, and 11 months old. My baby will be 1 year next month, and that's insane. It's been going by so fast. But most importantly, like I said, I'm a mom first. I put them first, and the reason to doing the business is because of them and, you know, building that legacy for my grandchildren's grandchildren. So where my team is right now, my team is my heart, is my family. I think anybody who knows me, they know that I come and exude love with love and come with love in everything that I do. But most importantly, I really recognize the importance of their family and their business and how that all incorporates as one.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that is really the kind of the cornerstone of your culture that you've built.
Absolutely. The heart, the core, 100% is always making people realize that not only do I care about their brand and what's going on in their home, not only outside in their business, but I want to know what's important to them, and loving on them, the decisions they make daily, and whatever you give is what you get, is upon them, and only they can make that decision and do what's best for them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So how have you managed to recruit people who really work well in your culture? And then after, I'm going to ask you a tough question, which is, when have you recruited people who don't work well in your culture? But what are you finding is helping you succeed to recruit people who are doing really well in your culture and loving it?
It's honestly simple. It's authenticity. It's being authentic and genuine to who you are and what you believe in. And I think that when I sit down with agents who I'm considering will be a team fit or not a team fit, is really figuring out the bigger picture. How important is family? How important is God? How important is your business to you? What you do and what you give your business is all you have left as a legacy, as a footprint to leave other people and how you treat them. And sitting down and really figuring out the bigger picture, the bigger plan, and kind of creating that vision up front so there's nothing to not expect and to expect. It's just a clear vision. You know, we don't just hire anybody at Team Zurg. We hire people who have the heart for others, who are respectful, who are considerate, but most importantly, who care about what they say they do, and that I'm not a handholder. I really believe in encouraging people to be their brand, be their own individual, but most importantly, to just following their heart. And that's so important in figuring out, you know, how they respond to certain actions that are not always favorable in real estate. We know it's not easy. We make it look very easy. It is not easy. But most importantly, you know, if you have a rough day, we ask people to leave because it's important for them to react the way it's natural, but not to bring it into the team.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing is, how do we find out that they're no longer a team fit?
Yeah.
As honestly as, you know, when you sit down as a team lead, I take on the responsibility personally that I care about their growth, and that it's not about having the most volume coming on the team, Kerry. I care about the drive. What do they want for themselves? I started at zero, so sometimes they start at zero, and that's okay. So as long as they show me and tell me that they want to be held accountable, that they want to grow with the rest of the team.
Okay.
And that they want to experience life together through everyday life, but most importantly, real estate, then that's important. And then when you get to a point where those things aren't happening, I sit back down and say, let's reevaluate our business plan. We're business partners.
Yeah.
And look, it's not working, but I've been available. How about you? So I just leave it back in their field to be like, you're right. I've never actually had to fire an agent. It's been a mutual decision that our business plans haven't worked out together, and that's okay. And maybe we'll cross paths later on.
So you're even able to have people say goodbye with love.
Yes, I mean, it's awkward.
Yeah.
It's so awkward, but I also have a head associate or a team lead. I'm the head associate. I have a team lead who does the hammer for me.
I kind of take the easy way out. Say in the place of love.
But I do. I come from the place of love, and my other team lead is more of like, you're out of here. No, I'm just joking. It's a mutual decision. I think that's important too. I'm so happy to say, Carrie, that I know that in our field, in our industry, no one can say anything bad about me because I do everything. I truly do everything with love.
That's
amazing.
And love
wins. And love really wins. So, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
So talk to us a little bit about how you've set up your team and how you have it structured.
Okay. That's very important to me. What I truly believe is when I started real estate 5.5 years ago, I joined a head associate, one person, a wonderful guy. He had a great TC, but I was never really showed the ropes of, you know, how to get through a contract, how to put a lockbox on, how to properly do and set up an open house. And I just made sure that if and when I became a team lead, I would actually show people how it's done, right? Not just say it, to do it myself, to practice what I preach. But most importantly, the number one thing that I take away, Carrie, is that I truly believe in people becoming their own brand, and this is their business. And like I said earlier, we're business partners, but it's so important for them to feel encouraged that I want them to eventually build a team. So the team members on my team today are all able to represent their own sales, represent their own listings, which is not a common practice for having a team lead, let's be honest. And there's no right or wrong way, but if it's their listing, it's their listing. I'm just a co-agent that helps them to support them as a backbone. If it's their buyer, it's their buyer. If it's my lead, it's my lead. Let's be honest, it stays with the house. But I help people learn how to get the business and not just be a handholder.
Okay.
Or to put my hand out, like, here's your leads, here's your business. I want to teach them how to get it too. So I truly believe in being one-on-one personal with my agent specifically. That's just my way of doing business.
Yeah.
And then that way it's long-term because I don't want a revolving door in my team.
Yep.
And it's not a revolving door, and I'm so happy to say that.
And so you've been in the business now for 5.5 years.
Yes.
Right? So when did you decide, okay, I'm ready to hire my first assistant?
I just celebrated last October my first year with an assistant.
I did this
on my own. So I was individual agent for 3 years. I became top producer with Big Block Realty.
Which is a big feat, by the way.
Thank you.
Where were you in your production when you hit number one?
I was 2.5 years in.
Oh,
I was number one
gosh.
Agent out of 542 agents in 2016.
That's amazing.
And then I became a team in 2017 and 18. So we celebrated 2 years as a team. And I'm so proud of you guys. We have totally become top 1% in the entire county for the 2 years that we've been a 2-year team.
Wow, that is incredible.
Yes.
Are you a real estate agent looking to grow your business in the DC, Maryland, Virginia area? The Carrie Scholl and Orange Line Living team is looking for talented, motivated people who want to be a part of a collaborative and competitive team poised to become number one in the world by 2021. Our new agents have success at a rate that is nearly 9 times the industry average, and our experienced agents average over $252,000 a year. Our industry-leading lead generation, training, and support systems put our agents in the best possible position for success. If you want to work hard, serve more clients, have fun, and make more money, then call us today at 703-661-9756 or go to carrieschollcareers.com.
So what, well, I have like 10 questions coming off of that. What, when you were deciding, okay, I'm going to hire a team, I want to go to the next level, you were already killing it.
I was,
out of hundreds of agents.
But I was stretched so thin. Let's be honest. I was stretched so thin. Could I have gotten help before? Absolutely. But as entrepreneurs, we tend to not always listen to what's right for us, and that delegation is okay. Delegation's okay.
Yeah.
So your question is?
So when you made the decision, okay, so did you have some fear around hiring an assistant because you
Absolutely.
Didn't want to delegate? Okay, let's talk about that for a minute.
Well, you lose the ability to do it your way, and that's the hardest. But guess what? My business tripled the minute I hired a TC and an in-house assistant.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you make that jump. What got you there? Like, what was the final thing that made you say, I'm doing it today, I'm hiring an assistant?
Full transparency?
Yeah, total full transparency.
Almost being divorced. Not putting my family first. And that was huge. And that's why more than ever, I think it's very original and important for people to be real about their scenario, the people who are surrounding them, If it's not a healthy energy, if you don't have the full support at home, it can be detrimental to your business.
Yeah.
And what I recognized was the minute my husband said, "It's not my fault I missed my wife," that changed my life.
Oh.
Yep. And I have chills every time I say it. But
I'm
was
pregnant,
able.
So I'll cry. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Don't be crying, okay, girl? Your makeup looks great. The minute my husband said, "It's not my fault I missed my wife," was the day that I stopped putting everybody else first. Put me first again. And then we did 6 months solid of me coming home on a timely manner, because I'm not going to lie to you, getting to the success that I got in so quick in such a short amount of time was hard. Our CEO, Sam, here at Big Bach Realty would always say she became the top producer. Why? Because every day I left in the morning or night, her light was always on. And that's not something to be proud about all the time. But I'm happy that I proved my work ethic, I was so successful because I love my business and I love helping others, but I forgot to help me first. Yeah. And so I'm proud to say that after almost a failed marriage, we were able to just reconnect, put back what's important, which is family, which is faith and God, and everything else just comes together. And we were able to have our third baby, and she's the best thing ever. I love my two other kids, but she's my best thing ever. Just, it's my little squishy. And, but you know, I almost died last year having her, and that was a whole nother perspective.
And I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So what, tell us a little, will you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm super excited to share this because it's something that most people don't think to share. I developed what's called postpartum preeclampsia. So they tell you to look out for preeclampsia while you are pregnant.
Yes.
I had a healthy pregnancy. I was fine. I was working. And so 9 months like you, girl. She looks hot, by the way. And I was working, and I loved it. And, of course, people were like, "Why are you doing that?" Because I want to, first of all.
Yeah,
because
I
baby,
love
my
it.
My body.
Yeah.
But most importantly, after I had the baby, 2 days later, I just thought I was sleep deprived. And I had this excruciating headache. And I kept telling myself, like, "And I'm just tired. I'm just tired." Well, what it came down to be is I, long story short, I got checked into urgent care, and my blood pressure was 197 over 184. I was one blood pressure reading away from a brain aneurysm or a stroke, really. And I was admitted for 5 days the first day. But then what ended up happening was I was immune to all the medicine. So a day after being released, I couldn't turn my neck. And I was like, "This is not normal.
Something's
Let me just go
wrong.
Just in case." My body was immune to the normal medicine that everybody else, which is about 200,000 women, actually suffer from this every year. And I believe it's 5,500 people die from it every year. It's insane.
Wow.
Because they don't know what to look for.
Right.
And again, long story short, I was admitted for another 7 days. And it was detrimental for me because I missed the bond of my baby being brand new.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. On the deathbed, in the hospital, if I didn't have the team that I built today, the love that I had, they closed 5 deals for me in that week, the second week I was in the hospital. And it's a running joke. They're like, "She closes more deals even on the deathbed than we do." But what I get from it ultimately is if I didn't have my team family, Carrie, like what it came down to was not being able to do the business I love, and everybody around me, They have so much love and respect for this business, but
and for you,
for me, and I love my team. I love my team wholeheartedly, and I believe love wins in everything that we do. So
and they were there for you,
and that's why I believe in teams. You know, I truly believe in teams because we have to have accountability partners. But in case you're human, you want to know that you have someone backing you up, and not just a spouse or a partner, but a team family who gets it. And I will never be able to repay them. And that's something that's so priceless with being a team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how many team members do you have?
I now have 10 team members.
Okay.
We had 8 team members last year. We were able to pull 149 deals, which is exciting. Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I want to say this with humility and say, not being boastful, we didn't do that with effort. With effort, we could have done so much more. But having, you know, being pregnant, and then I actually moved to a new office. There's a lot of moving things, but we did 149 deals last year, and I'm so proud of them. And as we speak, because of your encouragement, I'm looking to expand.
Awesome.
And so now I'm working on my teams in the North County, South Bay, and Temecula. So
awesome.
I'm trying to get on your level, girl. Just not another baby right now, though.
Watch out. It's contagious around here.
I won't drink the water.
Well, good for you. What an incredible story.
Yeah.
So if there was one thing you wanted to say to someone out there that's not, they don't have a team yet.
Right.
They're at the point where maybe they're starting to fall down on some of their family goals, on their relationship, on some of the other things that are important to them in life, but they're scared to delegate. They're scared to take that step. What would you say to them?
Have the courage to believe in yourself. Get out of your way. No matter what everybody else around you is saying, you have to believe that the only person that's going to get it done is you. And I really believe that we don't have the right to complain if we don't do anything about it. And you have a choice. So make the right choice, and whether that's teaming up with someone as an accountability partner, joining a team, just make sure whoever your team lead is, hold them accountable to what they also are telling you. It's one thing for you to tell them that, but it's another for them to also take your hand and overpromise and underperform. So just make sure that you're taking your time and following your heart.
That's a really, really, really good advice.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it. And everybody out there, if you want to connect with us, the podcast that we just released is Hyper Fast Agent. You can subscribe below, and we'd love to see you in the future on social media also. So both of us are going to be tagged in this. If you want to stay in touch with any of us, just subscribe. Bye, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Hyper Fast Show. Subscribe to us if you want to make sure you get the latest and greatest Hyper Fast shows. And remember, we love reviews. Reviews help us bring better and better guests and improve our shows. So give us the good, the bad, and the ugly. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you next time.